Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
It's time once again for Playmakers Talk Show, and as you heard, I'm Steve Klein. We have two Playmakers in the studio today who specialize first in improving upon the traditional methods of doing business using social media, and the other who wants to protect everything, both commercial and residential. In the studio today is a CEO who has developed social listening and marketing automation tools, and the CEO of a company that provides security solutions. These great Playmakers are Bernie Parim. He is a CEO and co-founder of HipLogic, and Vicky Teherani, CEO of Roland Safe and Lock. So let's begin today's show with Vicky. Vicky was named CEO of Roland Safe and Lock Company in 2011. Roland is a $20 million global physical security company headquartered in Dallas. Coming to the U.S. in 1976 as a student, Vicky had accumulated over 20 years of expertise in finance, operations, and sales. She began her career with Belo Corporation that owns the Dallas Morning News and WFAA. In 1992, Vicky shattered the glass ceiling, becoming vice president of Belo and the first female executive. Vicky then took the position of COO at international jewelry wholesaler PAJ Incorporated. After 10 years there, Vicky transitioned to Roland, which is a company that leads the industry protecting those precious jewels. She first served Roland as the chief financial officer before moving into the head role as CEO. Vicky, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, you know, Steve, for having me, and so humble and honored to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate you saying those things. I think you'll enjoy it as we talk for the next couple of minutes. Tell me a little about the business of Roland and really what you do.
Well, Roland is a very sexy business.
You know, a very sexy business.
Yeah, very sexy business. And I tell people what we do is we are mind reader. We're trying to outsmart the criminal on their behavior so that we can provide a security solutions to our customers.
Well, that sounds like one of the TV shows on TV. Think ahead of what the criminal's going to do ahead of time.
That's correct. So we are in mind reading, psychologies, and all this stuff.
So what you do is basically protect anything that a company, in most cases, I'm sure you're working with companies or a residence has. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Actually, let me ask you a question before I ask you how you do that. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the origins of the company, because it actually started mm-hmm. over 100 years ago.
Yes, yes. The company started in 1905 in New Orleans. You know, it's a third generation Roland. And Rick Roland's grandfather started the business in a coffee shop at the back of it because somebody come up to him and say, do you know how to make keys? He said, yes, sir. He did not know much, but he learned on the spot. So he's evolved, you know, over time that he say, hey, I'm going to hire people so I can leverage, you know. So he's a smart man. He said that, hey, if I'm only one hand, two hands to make keys, that's not enough. If I want to grow the business, let me hire more people. So at one point, he has a fleet of about 10 cars in New Orleans. And what he does is that what he did was he go to different business to change your lock, and he also sell gun safe at that time, and so evolving to today. And 30 years ago, Rick, you know, my partner in the business, he decided that, hey, he's smarter than his father and his grandfather. He said, if I just continue to be a locksmith, I can only change so many locks a day. So why don't I sell safe? Because if I sell one safe, I can make enough profit to last for a whole day. So if I sell 10 safe, I already work 10 days, you know. So he said, well, I'm going to go to Dallas, which is more central than in New Orleans. So he moved to Dallas 30 years ago. He said, I'm going to sell safes. So the company evolved over time from locksmith to safe. But interesting enough, today in Dallas, we are going back to locksmith service more.
Well, you were mentioning before we started the show that there's still an operation in New Orleans.
Yes.
And it's primarily a location where they can have their keys fixed, et cetera. They don't go into the depth in the with the safes, do they?
They do not do as much safe service as us, but they do all the commercial customer in New Orleans. So if you have a business, say a bank, a restaurant, you know, they build vault for a bank, and they do the ATM machine. And they also, a restaurant, they change all your locks and all your access control. You know, it, like I say, it's very sexy business. It's not like just a tool and a box, you know, because it's a lot going into it.
Well, you can tell Vicky has a good time as CEO at Roland's. Matter of fact, if you'd like to check their website, it's Roland, R-O-L-L-A-N-D, safeandlock.com. And you can check out some of the things they do, too, which is relatively interesting. One of the things that you had written when you had sent me some information was a customer looking for a $100 box to lock their goods in will not find a product at Roland.
Yes, yes.
Why not?
Because we are a high security company, you know, what we do is we do mainly a commercial customer. So you have a higher viable, like jewelry store. You have a lot of jewelry, so it's high dollar asset. And so we are more commercial. So if you are residential, you come in looking for a safe for $100, we probably will tell you not to come to us because we will not provide anything that we don't think will protect your asset. You know, we call our solution is this is the last line of defense. What it means is that if you have a home, for example, somebody have to break into your front door, you know, break your lock, and normally you have alarm system, so they have to terminate your alarm system. And then they find our safe in the corner of your house. Hey, that safe have to put up a good fight, you know. Otherwise, they can break in just like that, you know. So we claim, you know, and we are expertise in high security solutions.
So when you're working with residences, it's usually a high-end residence that really wants some major protection in their home.
Yes, but we also have some customer like you and me. I don't know. You're probably much more wealthy than me. We will provide the solution. I think it's not really high end or low end and who you are. It's really what do you value? You know, if you believe you need a protection, then I would encourage you and welcome you to come and visit us.
So you said that safes is your primary business now. That's really where you're moving into. But you'll also, I noticed you'll also custom design a safe for a company. Is that correct?
Yes. So let me expand on it. We're not just safe. We build vault. We build a solution for you, lock. You know, we have a lot of a lock that when somebody open unexpectedly, you may get an email from your iPhone to tell you, hey, Vicky, your safe is open or your door is open.
So this is really high tech.
Yes. So that's why I say it's very sexy.
Very sexy business, yes.
Yes.
Well, if you want to check the sexy business out, you can go to RolandSafeAndLock.com. But we talked about New Orleans, we talked about Dallas, but you're almost worldwide. You have moved south of the United States.
Yes, yes. We expanded into Mexico 5 years ago. And 2 years ago, we expanded also into South America. So we have customers in Panama, Costa Rica, and Peru.
Well, really, if you look at it, any business that has any kind of valuables has a need for your services.
Yes.
Is there major competition with what you do? Are there other companies that do exactly what Roland does?
Yes, many competition in our space. There's a lot of company like ours in our size and started with two or three generation in the business. So there's a lot of competition, but we do not claim we know all the solutions. But we will learn very quickly. We think we are smart people. So we anticipate what the criminal think and do. So we actually claim we are in the ladder building. You know, so if you build a 5 feet wall, the criminal will build a ladder 5.5 feet to go over your wall. So we're going to build a 7-foot wall, you know, so we continue to improve and try to anticipate.
Based on what you said, it sounds like the business continually evolves, because once you build that 5-foot, well, the criminal builds a 5-foot wall, then you build a 7, and then they learn how to build a 9, you have to build 11. We're going to talk to Vicky Teherani. She is CEO of Roland Safe and Lock Company, more about exactly how the company evolves and how they develop their safes and their security, and also about their expansion almost worldwide. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Vicky Teherani. She is the CEO of Roland Safe and Lock Company. That's RolandSafeandLock.com if you'd like to check them out on the internet. And it's interesting, over the past weeks, we've had a number of guests talk about how to keep people from breaking into your internet site. And people forget about the fact there still needs to be safes and locks out there, even in the digital age. And that's what Roland Safe and Lock Company is doing. But at the break, Vicky was reminding me again, this is a very sexy business. And one of the reasons why it's so sexy is because they study how people break in. So tell us more about what you do to understand that.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, you know, we try to anticipate the criminal behavior. So if you come to our office, interesting, we have an area that we have all the break-in safe. You know, somebody hammer in and get a hole, or somebody that tried to break in was not successful. So we have all this safe. Anytime a customer have a break-in, we bring back the safe because we want to study how did they do it and what do we need to do next time to make sure it can put up a better fight, you know, so they couldn't get in. So we have a whole area. So we call it the Hall of Shame.
The Hall of Shame.
Yes.
With all these safes have been broken into that you're inspecting.
Yeah. So like, for example, Monday come, we usually get some calls from customer and say, hey, I have a safe got broken in. And recently we have a major customer have a flurry of break-in, you know, in any given night, maybe 5 or 6. The safe is just really easily broken in. So they call us and say, you know, do you have a solution to stop this? Because if a criminal know that I can come to your business and can, you know, break into 10, 15 safe every night, they can do it again and again because now they know what safe you have and how to break in. So they came to us. We came up with a solution. And, you know, within a week, we gave them a new solution. And so we were wanting to find out how successful we were. So we called the customer. The customer say, let me send you a videotape, you know, because they have alarm system, so they video. So they show us a video of one store. A criminal came in and look at the safe and start trying to break into it. And after 30 minutes, they basically gave up and left because they couldn't do it because it's not the same material, same protection. And then the customer sent us a second recording. And that was even more interesting. They show a criminal walk into the space, and they took one look at the safe and they left. They did not even attempt to try to break in because they know that safe is much stronger protection material. So they say, hey, you know what? I don't want to spend my time doing that.
It says a lot about your company that the thieves will walk away, especially if you have a videotape of that, where they came in, they decided not to break into that safe.
Yeah.
Do you work with a lot of law enforcement to help find out exactly what type of safes you need to build?
Yes, definitely. You know, we work with FBI, the police chief. You know, maybe a year ago, there's a major burglary in Dallas. It's a major jewelry store. They lost millions of dollars. And my partner, Rick, he has been in the business for three generations. So the police actually call him, and the customer call him and say, Rick, would you mind come down to look at this burglary and tell us your opinion on what happened? So Rick went down and gave them the opinion and say, you know, this is what happened, this is how, and then they took it from there. So we have a very good relationship with the working relationship with the police, you know, and the law enforcement office.
So Roland Safe and Lock is the go-to company for the local law enforcement to go to when they have a problem and they found a business has been broken into.
Yes, and especially with our customer. You know, I think we are known for our solutions. You know, we are not known for a company just take your money, never show up, but we always continue to improve. So they know when they come back to us or any question they have, we don't say right away, oh, it costs you $1,000. We don't do that. Our job is really defeat the criminal.
So you're not selling safes. You're selling a solution.
Yes.
When you talk to a client, I'm guessing what you do is sit down with them, find out exactly what their needs are, and you put together a custom plan for their business.
Yes, definitely. You know, 2 years ago, we went to see a major retailer. If I tell the name, everybody know that. So when we went there, they say, hey, you're too late to the party. We already have this safe. We already, you know, given out the bid. Somebody won it. You're too late, you know. But they still took the meeting with us. So we, my partner, I have another partner. It's three of us, Keith. Keith said, can you tell me what other problem you have? Maybe we can help you. So they described one problem they have. So we designed a mobile safe for them so they can wheel all over the store. And we got a lot of business from them last year. And then they were very pleased with our performance. So they gave us all the lock service for the whole country. You know, we are not a regional business only in Dallas or New Orleans. We are a national company. We service anybody that has any business in any place in the world, you know, not in the world, in the U.S. and Mexico and South America, but we want to be in the world one day, hopefully.
Well, you worked at, as you said, we talked about before, PAJ, which is a jewelry company.
Yes.
And how did you end up coming to Roland from PAJ?
Well, I did such a good job. I sold everybody all this jewelry, so
there
they need
go.
A safe now.
Then you had to protect the jewelry.
That's right. I have protected jewelry. No, actually, I know Rick for a long time, you know, when I was in the jewelry company. So we talked, you know, so I came to work with him, you know, at this time.
Well, information you had sent me, I asked you about any playmaking moves you made in your life that had led to your success. And one of the things you had mentioned was that working the jewelry company was one of our hardest jobs you ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, first of all, you know, if you are in retail, wholesale business, you know, you do probably one third to one half of your business in October, November. So, you know, you have no life, you know. So by the time Christmas comes, you say, I don't want to celebrate Christmas. I'm, you know, tired of it. But then I also, when I took the job, I was the COO. I never won an operation before. I was the first 15 years of my career is always in financial discipline, you know, pension investment. So when I took the job as an operation officer, I have no idea what operation means. So you have all these industrial study, how many times you put down a piece of jewelry, how many times you put it up, what is the efficiency. And jewelry is such a small piece. You know, you think about it, if I say a customer order 1,000 pairs of earrings, it's very hard to count 1,000. Sometimes the customer come back and say, you only send me 998 pieces. You know, so it's really hard to you understand the logistic of the business. And it's very hard to make jewelry too.
So as a result of working there, you went over to Roland.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that you had put together, and I'll ask you about this, is mentors or influences in your life. Mm-hmm. Who had the biggest influence over Vicky Tahirani?
Well, many people. So I was lucky in my career. I think the one that I thought about most, Robert Decker, the chairman of the Dallas Morning News. He actually just retired Wednesday, I think tomorrow, from the newspaper. I think one thing I learned from him is he's such a humble person. When I worked for him, I was just out of college for maybe 4 years. But he has such a influence as such that I remember specific incidents that in the early 80s, maybe 85, 86, the Navy hit the airplane from the Navy, hit the Channel 8 tower. So the tower was hit. And right away, we have a meeting, Robert and, a lot of senior executive. And here I was, the insurance person. We went to the meeting and, we owned the tower together with another television station. So the lady, the insurance lady, we were talking and, of course, the coverage come up, how much we insure for it and what is the business interruption, limit. So I say one amount and the lady, from the other partner look at me and say, no, you were wrong. We insure much, much higher than that amount. You were wrong. So I did not know what to say with all these people. So I'm kind of shaking. It's like, okay, what am I saying? But then Robert looked to me and said, Vicky, don't worry about it. This meeting was not about insurance coverage. This meeting is about what are we going to do to stay on the air. So go back and look at it. So it gave me such a comfort. My chairman told me that sincerely, I say, in front of all these people, and don't worry about it, it's not the last thing we need to talk about today. Just go back. So I went back and I look at my file, and sure enough, I got an email from this lady told me to reduce the insurance. So I learned a couple of things. One is, in difficult time, you never turn on your people, because you need them to, help you through the battle if there's one. And secondly, I also learned I document my stuff very well. If I talk to you, Steve, I will write down September 9 talking to Steve at 10 o'clock, September 10 talking to Steve at 11 o'clock. So I learned two things, really. One is really from Robert, and to these days, I still try to remember what he taught me without saying anything to me directly. Just his behavior, his mannerism, and how he treat his people that I remember, the people who are in the front line are the most important people for the company.
Vicky Tahirani, he is the CEO of Roland Safe and Lock Company. And their website, again, is rolandsafeandlock.com. If you want to speak to somebody that's extremely enthusiastic about a sexy business, you need to speak to Vicky again at Roland Safe and Lock. Vicky, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me here today.
We have another guest, and you need to stay with us. It's Bernie Burine. He is the CEO and co-founder of Hip Logic. Interesting name. We're going to find out what that's all about. I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. And in this segment, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. We're going to focus on the internet with a company called HipLogic and their CEO, who is Bernie Parime. HipLogic is a marketing technology company whose mission is to improve upon the traditional methods of doing business by creating products and services designed for the way the empowered consumer lives today. They do this by fundamentally changing how businesses and brands reach and engage with people. Bernie Parime is the CEO of HipLogic, and he grew up in a small town in Ohio while graduating from the University of Akron with a degree in business management before joining Kinko's at its early stages. Throughout his years with Kinko's, he held various roles, culminating becoming one of the founding partners and corporate officers. After Kinko's was sold to FedEx, Bernie went on to lead global businesses with both Eastman Kodak and Microsoft. His current priorities are accelerating the market penetration and profitable growth of HipLogic and figuring out why, after 10 years of playing fantasy football, he still can't win a Super Bowl. Bernie, thank you very much for joining us on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
But what you said before you started is you won the other day?
I did. I'm 1-0, and frankly, I'm going to retire now because I'd never finish any better.
Okay, retire at the top. Well, we could spend more than the next few minutes talking about football, but since I'm an addict, I'm going to stop right now and not do it. But I do want to ask you about Kinko's. What was it like being on the ground floor of a company like Kinko's that had really never existed before?
Very similar, actually, to what we're doing today, if we think about social media and how nascent it is in an industry. So we started Kinko's actually just by selling paper products, pens, pencils, and making copies of course notes in California. And it was revolutionary at the time and continued to expand and expand. And because it was such a retail and consumer focus, it actually embedded within me the need to solve consumer problems. So much like technology today can be invented for the sake of invention, but not really solve a meaningful problem for a business or not really solve a consumer problem, what I've spent my entire career in is identifying opportunities that fit within those problems that a consumer represents that a business has and marrying technology solutions and approaches together to make them successful.
I think back when I was in college 100 years ago, there was a true need for a company like Kinko's, and it didn't exist yet. And I was constantly looking for a place to get copies of anything I had to do. And your business now, HipLogic, which we're talking about in a moment, again, as you said, is a solution to a specific problem. Now, from doing the research on your company, because you actually started out as Social Compass. Originally, you changed to HipLogic, which is more the parent company. But correct me if I'm wrong, your business is all about keeping small to medium businesses, helping them find customers.
As well as large enterprise. So HipLogic actually became an umbrella brand for three discrete products, but all are based upon the same 4 million lines of patented code. It allows a business, an enterprise, big and large, to be able to reach consumers that have identified a need, be able to respond and reply to them with some kind of call to action, and then give them a referral to recommend to their friends and their audiences over social media what that original call to action offer was. And so it all involves around that same somewhat architecture.
So you're taking all of the social media, Twitter, whatever, to that next level to help the business respond quickly to someone that might have some interest.
Well, in fact, when it was first introduced to me by one of my partners as a 25-year-old man and wife partner, they're brilliant people, came running down to me in the hallway with an algorithm. And I said, look at this algorithm. It's really cool. I said, yeah, but how do people make money at it? Which is what was struggling with for the early days of social media. So what we're able to do is actually target consumers who are geo-targeted by zip code, by address, by some other algorithms we have. So respond to them after they make a comment on a public network, like, I need some coffee, running a little slow today, my back hurts. Then respond to a client to those particular conversations with a call to action.
So it might be a coffee shop specifically.
Could be a coffee shop, could be a massage place if your back hurts, could be a health club if you want to lose weight.
So you're inferring from whatever that tweet is, you're inferring something from that tied into a specific client.
Well, in fact, we're doing a keyword approach to make sure that those keywords are relevant to that business.
So whatever keyword is in that tweet, that'll pop up specifically for your clients.
Right. So we actually filter billions of conversations every day to be able to identify if it's geo-targeted, again, relevant to you, if it's keyword relevant to you, and then what's the value of the response to that consumer.
You have something called an engagement engine technology, mm-hmm. and that's what's doing all that. You also have something specifically called a dashboard. Now, how does that work? Is that giving that company specific information from those keywords?
They'll see, our clients see real-time information. They can see actually the avatars of the people that are being responded to.
For the information that's generic out there, but you're
making specific. So right. You'll actually be able to see the results. When we talk about results in my life, it's always been about results. That's the business scorecard. You do the right thing with people and you do all those obvious things to make you successful. But the results in business are what counts. And so, for example, we have two particular clients that have a 25% conversion rate to customers. So if you think about that from a conventional marketing standpoint, direct mail celebrates a 98% failure rate. We deliver 25% conversion rates. Of those 25%, 568 people in their network actually see that offer. So when you start to understand how to leverage and use the engagement engine to drive awareness, to be able to drive call to action, to be able to drive new customers to your store, it's unique. And the reason we know it's unique is the U.S. Patent Office has said it's unique because we have patents.
So no one else is doing what you're doing. You make suggestions to your clients about how you get these customers. One of the things you mentioned was you found that a 20% off coupon or a buy one, get one free is a way to get those consumers looking at that new business.
Depends on the type of business. So, for example, we have clients that are wildly successful in orthopedics. There's no real call to action. It's stop by for a consultation. Certain industries can't do discounts. They have to build awareness. So it really is industry specific, but it's also part of a knitted together marketing and advertising campaign because it really should work in conjunction with the CMO's idea about what that solution should look like.
So when you look at what you're doing, you take what an advertising agency is doing and actually, as you used the word before, results, which is one word that I use all the time because that's really the bottom line, you're giving them results based on. It goes beyond advertising. You're not really advertising specifically. You're tying in what that customer wants to that business and helping give that customer results for them.
Steve, you're exactly right. In fact, just this last month, we launched a white label agency solution. So your agency could actually brand our technology and have that as part of a comprehensive marketing campaign. So you're able to leverage whatever campaign you're building across all the platforms.
So you're able to work with advertising agencies and help them help their clients get more results.
Yep.
As you said, it's all bottom line. If you have a 25% conversion rate, you mentioned a 98% failure rate for direct mail advertising or direct advertising. 2% is great if you can get it. It's usually worse than that. It could be as much as 99.5% failure. For 25%, 1 out of 4,
that's absolutely
amazing.
That's right.
So your business is how old?
4 years.
So over 4 years, have you evolved? You keep working on developing this even more effectively.
Oh, sure. And there are substitutes who've been in market longer that do subsets of what we do, but no one's knitted together that comprehensive campaign to be able to address all of those elements. That's what makes us unique. It took us a little bit longer to get to market to do that. But again, that's what puts us in the elite category. And all the times, for example, we will be adding more social networks to be able to participate in over the next 6 months. We're adding a new mobile solution. We're adding a lot. We're adding, again, that white label solution that's even going to go to a smaller level, meaning an SMB. So there are 1.7 million SMBs in the U.S. that do revenues between $500,000 and $2.5 million. And we've got a singular product for them, too, that that individual tanning salon, while they're waiting at the front counter, can actually be saying, hey, I'm getting married. You might want to get a tan. Or it's dreary today. How about stopping by for a tan? Health club, barbershop, coffee shop. So all of those individual people that are standing behind the counter waiting for the customer to come in, they can now go and actively capture a customer.
I read years ago, actually not that many years ago, that using your cell phone, if you're walking by a business, a retail store, an ad could pop up telling you to go in. So you're really taking this whole idea and expanded on it tremendously.
We believe, yeah.
Bernie Perrine is the CEO of HipLogic. We are talking to him about what is going on with listening to social media. He has three sub-companies under HipLogic, which is Social Centive, Social Compass, and one coming up, which is called Predict. I want to talk to Bernie more about that. We're going to take a quick break. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-1454. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-1454. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-1454. That's 1-800-441-1454.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Bernie Perrine. He is a CEO of HipLogic, and Internet and what we're talking about with social media isn't the only interest of Bernie. He specifically mentioned, we talked about fantasy football at the very beginning, but he is a very, very strong Ohio State alumnus. And how strong are you?
Well, actually, I went to the University of Akron, but I'm an Ohio State fan, and that's simply because I love the University of Akron. Great place to go to school. But when your mascot's a 6-foot-tall felt-wearing kangaroo waving banners, you're going to have esteem issues so your whole life. So you align myself to Ohio State, and so I'm a big Buckeye fan.
Buckeyes are relatively popular in the state of Ohio.
You might say that.
Yeah. As we were talking, my school is a Big Mac school, but overshadowed by the by Ohio State. Well, you have really two companies right now under HipLogic. You start out with Social Compass. You added Social Centive. Tell us the difference between both of those.
Sure. Social Compass is a little bit more robust, more designed for enterprises, so medium to large-sized businesses. Right now, CMOs are really struggling with how to value. What's the ROI that you can put together with social media other than just community management? So what our tool does is provide them a real-time actual dashboard that they can monitor and measure results. So it's a little bit more robust, more feature-rich, allows multiple offers and some other things. The SMB market, Social Centive, really needs to be focused. It really needs to be able to be used by that individual locksmith or that individual barber or that individual coffee shop to be able to have a very focused offer, to be able to respond to a conversation literally in a minute, to be able to drive new traffic into the store. So they both have the same foundational code, but they both are applied differently.
Talk about the dashboard. Who within a company would monitor that?
It could be many companies have social media marketing administrators. They have community managers, but there's admin rights, so it can be assigned by whomever to be able to view it.
Social media is still a question mark for a lot of people. Why do I need it? What's the value, especially those that are older than the millennials? And do you go in taking the time to explain this to a lot of those CEOs or corporate people that really need to understand what's going on?
You know, Steve, not really, because most people are aware that even though a non-millennial may not use it as frequently, their kids do. And whatever conversation they have, they are participating in social media. So the reality is most sophisticated business people understand that there has to be a participation level in social media, because if you don't, your competition is. So it really becomes, what tool do you want to use to be able to most effectively drive consumers to your store? It's not a fit for all industries, to be totally fair. It's a much better fit B2C than B2B, but certainly B2B, and we have one of the largest B2B companies in the world that are one of our clients that drive a lot of success. But it's more B2C. But most people get it. They have to participate even though they don't necessarily understand how. And that's our job, is to help them understand and provide a tool to.
Is it primarily Twitter, or are there other social media that you're also monitoring?
Currently Twitter. But as I said, we continue to add new platforms, and we'll add two more platforms within the next 6 months.
Well, Social Centive also has something called Social Sense. Mm-hmm. It's a way to monetize what you're doing. Explain that.
It's just the billing mechanism. As you bring down the feed or the stream through the algorithm, it's just a meter to be able to say you've brought down this many conversations to respond to. So it's just a meter.
If you'd like to check all of this out, the parent company is HipLogic. It's HipLogiq.com. And on their homepage, you'll see Social Centive and Social Compass. And you can just click on those and go to those specific websites also. You also have, five specific things you will tell a company, specifically relevancy, location, immediate response, incentives, and recovery. Did you put that together to help you really explain what a company needs to do as they're monitoring the social media?
Well, that's to do, and that's their dashboard. So to be able to see exactly
those five things I mentioned, okay.
And much more. The dashboard's incredibly robust because, as we've said, it was only probably 18 months ago where a CMO literally would be paralyzed about how to participate in it. They didn't know how much budget to align to it. They couldn't track it. The board and the CEO were saying, I know it's important, but how much do I spend on it? What do I do with it? What's my ROI? And so what we've done is focus on those results and to be able to publish those results and say, here's a real-time dashboard that you can go and say, here's my ROI.
Where does this budget come from? When you're working with a company, is it their advertising budget? Do they have a social media budget? Where are they finding these dollars? Or do they just have to find them someplace else?
It's both. They're shifting from conventional media because it's less evident what the value is on terrestrial radio versus satellite versus television versus billboard. So their marketing budgets for digital expense have increased dramatically. The last number was 32%, if I'm going to quote eMarketer there, has increased their digital marketing spend. So they're moving it from other places, but they're also expanding it because if I'm able to prove to you you can get a 25% conversion rate, you'll find money to give to our solution.
So this is becoming a new line item on their P&L sheet.
Yes.
In thinking about this, you were talking about a coffee shop before, using that as an example. Let's say I have a coffee shop. I'm not a Starbucks. I'm a local coffee shop. I now use your service. Is this going to put me head and shoulders above any other coffee shop in the area?
I think that depends on the quality of your coffee.
Well, let's assume the product is there, that it's something people want, but I'm not as well known as the major brands.
What you will be able to do is identify a consumer who is geo-targeted, so they're near your location.
I tell you exactly who I'm looking for.
Right.
So all the demographics involved with that, okay?
That consumer is near you, as we said, geo-targeted. They have mentioned slow today, need a coffee, need a jump start, big business meeting at lunch or breakfast, bring bagels, something like that.
And those are the keywords you put into your algorithm in terms of what to look for. Okay.
Well, in fact, you would actually do that because as the SMB, you're deciding what keywords to put in there.
And SMB, again, is small to medium-sized business. Okay.
And then you'll be able to identify and respond on behalf to Steve and say, hey, stop by for a free cup of coffee at Uptown Cafe.
So you're offering me, after seeing my tweet or whatever you saw on the social media, automatically, within moments, I'm getting a message. Now, is this being emailed to me?
You're being responded to in the tweet with a link. You click on the link, provide an email address, a name, and it's immediately downloaded to your mobile device. Now, the other advantage is you start to build those consumer databases that are so important to a business. And at the same time, if you went to our website, you'll actually see a coffee shop example of where that actually takes place. It'll make it much more rich.
You have been in business for a number of years. You started with Kinko's. You developed, I guess, a social compass, which became HipLogic. You're an entrepreneur. Is this something you always wanted to do? Or does this just happen as you began with Kinko's a while back?
I know I get excited by new ideas and new opportunities and, frankly, trying to solve new problems. So when you think about what Kinko's did, there was a new problem. How do we help students do better at school? When you think about what I did, my primarily work with Kodak was I was part of the invention and the design team that did the kiosks to be able to move to digital print. With Microsoft, it was a worldwide mobility business, the operating systems and phones. So it's been really about trying to identify opportunities that meet a consumer or a business need and then building solutions that solve those problems.
And give the results.
And get the results.
You know, this is a brave new world that you're into now. It's almost a fantasy as I'm thinking about this in terms of what you can do using social media. Where do you go from here? Where does HipLogic go to take this to the next level?
That's a great question, Steve. In fact, that's what HipLogic is. It's just an overarching brand for an idea factory. So we will continue to invent new things. We'll continue to bring forward new ideas. Some will be involved in social media. Some may not be involved necessarily in social media. But we've got a team of 28 engineers in the ground here in Dallas that are continuing to invent new things. I know that because sometimes I even see them with shoes on, which is always exciting to me. But they're really creative, smart people.
It's got to be real interesting in your office then.
Well, we have walls covered in idea paint. And there's any given day, there's cartoons to incredibly complex algorithms. And it's so enlightening and so enriching to be able to work with a team of dedicated people like that that both fulfill, do content, respond to the tweets, as well as develop the engineer. And I've been blessed.
So you brought Silicon Valley to Dallas, Texas. Bernie Perrine is the CEO of HipLogic, which includes Social Centive and Social Compass, a way for your voice to be heard to the consumers out there. And at some point, you might get something from them too. Bernie, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, thanks for having me.
I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We're here every week at the same time. You can also check out our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com, to check out and see who the guests are for the next week, and also to go to our archive and listen to any of the past programs and see who the past guests were. Thank you very much for joining us. We will be back next week. Look forward to seeing you then.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses.
Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
Peekaboo. Peekaboo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash.
When I grow
up, I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be...
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 When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. And on Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to midnight, your gifts will be stretched farther by donating to Camp Summit during North Texas Giving Day. Every gift over $25 will be stretched by a percentage when at least $1 million in challenge and prize funds are available this year to participating nonprofit organizations. Turn those no's
no's into yeses by donating on Thursday, September 19th through a link on the website, campsummittx.org.
Looking for a new job? Underemployed? Ready to upgrade your career? Come to the Cumulus Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, September 25th at the Arlington Convention Center, 9 till 4. Putting Texans Back to Work can help you find your next great opportunity with over 100 companies hiring. Free admission, free parking. More details at puttingtexansbacktowork.com. Presented by Charter Communications and Tarrant County College.
KLIF News and Information, still at 570 AM and also at 96.3 FM HD2.
News and Information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSCS FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.